理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 18 Phineas Fogg, Passepartout, and Fix go each about his business. The weather was bad during the later days of the journey. The wind was very strong, and the steamer moved very slowly. The captain said they would reach Hong Kong 20 hours behind time, and more if the storm lasted. Phineas Fogg looked at the sea in his usual calm way. He never looked upset, though a delay of 20 hours would make him too late for the Yokohama boat, and would make him lose his wager. Aouda was amazed to see him remain so calm. Fix saw things differently. The storm greatly pleased him. Each delay filled him with hope. He thought Fogg would have to stay at Hong Kong for some days. It did not matter that the storm made him seasick. His body was sick, but his spirit was happy. Passepartout was very angry at the weather. Everything had been going so well. Earth and sea seemed to work for his master. Steamers and railways obeyed him. Fix hid his happiness. If he had shown it, Passepartout would have hurt him. On the 4th, however, the sea became more calm. The wind became favorable again. Passepartout was happy, but the time lost could not be recovered. They did not see land until 5 o'clock in the morning on the 6th. Phineas Fogg was 24 hours behind, and the Yokohama steamer would be missed. Passepartout wanted to ask the pilot if the steamer had left for Yokohama, but he did not dare. He wanted to keep the little hope he had. Mr. Fogg was not shy, and he asked the pilot directly.
"A steamer will leave tomorrow morning," answered the pilot.
"Ah," said Mr. Fogg, without seeming astonished.
"What is the steamer's name?"
"The Carnatic."
"Shouldn't she have gone yesterday?"
"Yes, sir, but they had to repair one of her engines. Her departure was postponed until tomorrow."
"Thank you," replied Mr. Fogg. Passepartout shook the pilot's hand.
"Pilot, you are the best of all good fellows."
The Carnatic was leaving Hong Kong at 5 the next morning. Mr. Fogg had 16 hours to take Aouda to her wealthy relative. When they landed, Phineas Fogg took Aouda to a hotel. He instructed Passepartout to wait with her so that she was not left alone. Mr. Fogg went to look for her cousin, Gigi. He thought many people would know such a wealthy merchant, and he soon learned that Gigi had left China 2 years before. He had taken his fortune and retired. One businessman thought he had moved to Holland. Phineas Fogg returned and told Aouda. At first, Aouda said nothing. She thought for a few moments. Then in her sweet, soft voice, she said,
"What ought I to do, Mr. Fogg?"
she asked.
"It is very simple," replied the gentleman. "Go on to Europe."
"But I cannot trouble you."
"You do not trouble me. Passepartout."
"Monsieur?"
"Go to the Carnatic and request 3 rooms. Passepartout was delighted that the young woman would come with them, and he went quickly to obey his master.